Later today, the Federal Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, will brief the tertiary sector on the government's latest attempts to overhaul university funding. The changes, which will be formalised in next week's budget, will include higher student fees and an efficiency dividend slapped on the unis of somewhere between 2 and 3%. But there'll also be more funding for expensive courses, including dentistry and vet science. Whether or not these changes ever flow through to campuses will depend, of course, on the Senate, remembering the Senate killed off the government's first go at reforming the sector 3 years ago. Sarah Hanson-Young is the Greens education spokesperson. Senator Hanson-Young, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
The Minister, Simon Birmingham, says university funding is at record levels. So why shouldn't campuses be called on to tighten their belts when everyone else is?
Well, because universities have actually copped the brunt of funding cuts for quite some time now, and students in particular. Only last year we saw cuts through the government's omnibus bill, cuts to student start-up scholarships. That was almost $1.4 billion. And we know that universities have had to tighten their belts consistently over the last 5 or 6 years, and it's getting to a point where the quality of education, yet the cost of education to students is, one is getting lower and the other is getting higher. And it's unthinkable that at a time when the government is talking about handing out a budget that hands out big loans to a foreign-owned coal company like Adani, but says that loans to students are going to get tougher, more expensive and harder to access. I think students are going to be pretty angry that their future is being cut by this government.
Yeah, but do the numbers tell the story? I mean, the minister's going to release a report from Deloitte today which will show that between 2010 and 2015, the average cost of teaching courses grew by 9.5%, and that was easily outstripped by the revenue, which grew by 15%.
Well, we know that students and young people are finding it really tough right now, Fran.
Students have always found it tough.
Well, rents are extremely high. We know that being able to hold down a job to pay for the cost of living is getting harder and harder. We have youth unemployment that is rising right across the country, particularly in my home state here in South Australia, one of the highest in the country in terms of unemployment rates. And it's really, students are struggling. The support for particular low-income students has continued to become harder and harder. Youth allowance hasn't been given an increase in quite some time. So students are pretty angry. And I think really across this budget, all of the leaks that we've seen come out over the last few weeks is showing that this budget is going to be an attack on young people, an attack on students. Meanwhile, wealthy investors in the housing market are going to get off scot-free, and a big overseas mining company is going to get the best loan going around.
Well, we don't know about that yet. But in terms of the students, we do know that university enrolments are higher than they've ever been. So more and more students signing on for uni, presumably taking on a HECS debt. That debt will rise if this change goes ahead and students are asked to pay more. Student fees will rise. I don't know if you have any sense by how much, but
Tens of thousands of dollars is what it looks like it's going to be. Students already pay more than ever for their education. And what the Minister and what the Prime Minister are alluding to that will be in their budget next week is that those fees for accessing university are going to rise even more, tens of thousands of dollars.
Is there any sense, though, that that will deter students from signing up? Given the HECS or the HELP is there, they take out the student loans. Isn't that a system that ensures that students can go to university, in a sense, no matter what the price?
No, because particularly for low-income students from low-income families, it's going to be a tough call. Do you take out a loan that is going to be even more than you ever imagined? You're going to have to start paying it back sooner. We're talking about once you start earning around $40,000-something. And in addition to that, harder to find a part-time job. You're going to get your penalty rates cut if you happen to be a student who works on a Sunday. It's going to become harder and harder to justify going to university and incurring such a large debt. The government talks about wanting to help young people and people into the housing market. No one is going to be able to do that if they're facing having to pay back huge university debts when they only earn $45,000.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because for the last almost two decades, governments of all persuasions have been arguing that there is a dividend that for going to university, that students come out and they earn more across their lifetime, and they still do, though that is decreasing slightly. There's more and more unemployment of people with degrees as well. But is that a fair enough argument, that the government's supporting you, even if it's only 50%, to get the qualification you need to have a better quality
of life? Look, I think this is all about priorities, and this is what budgets are about. This is the exact time in the political cycle where we get to really scrutinise what the priorities and the story being told by the government is. And under this government, they are saying they're more interested in investing in coal than they are of investing in education. That is a slap to not just the students and young people's future, that is a slap against the future of this nation. And it's not a very visionary future from a Prime Minister who says that he cares about innovation and thinking about what kind of country we want to be. Investing in coal rather than education, that is madness. And it's stupid politics and it's dumb policy.
And just in terms of the politics, presumably from what you're saying, the Greens wouldn't support these changes. The government couldn't convince the crossbench to the Senate to support their changes in the 2014 budget. Do you think they'll have more chance here? These are not as punitive.
Look, it doesn't seem that Malcolm Turnbull has learnt much from Tony Abbott's mistakes, frankly. I think pushing the burden onto young people, pushing the burden onto students, giving tax breaks to wealthy investors and a special handout to a big overseas foreign mining company, the priorities are wrong, and I implored my fellow senators to stand up for the future of young Australians.
Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Hanson-Young is the Greens higher education spokesperson.